Hello and welcome to Lincolnshire Wildlife Park's Virtual Keeper Talk. My name is Stephen and here we'll be learning about our Asian small-clawed otters. There are 13 species of otter in the wild and they are found on every continent apart from Antarctica and Oceania. Asian small-clawed otters are the smallest of the otters and are found in countries including India, Nepal, Philippines and Indonesia. They can be up to 95 centimetres in length, with 25 to 35 centimetres of that being the tail, and they can also weigh up to 5 kilograms. They are freshwater otters and can be found in mangrove swamps, small streams and marshy areas. Otters are carnivores and will mainly eat crustaceans and mollusks. However, they will also eat fish, insects, amphibians, reptiles and birds. They have amazing hand dexterity and use their forepaws for hunting for food within the mud and rocks of the rivers that they inhabit. Some otters, however, will mainly use their mouth. Sea otters are well known for using rocks to help break apart crustacean shells. Small-clawed otters, however, will crush shells of the smaller preferred crustaceans with their sharp molars. They have a very fast metabolism and need to eat a quarter of their body weight a day. Their hands are important due to how they use them for foraging and exploring their environment. They have sensitive digits and small webbing in their hands to enable this, as well as small claws, hence their name. They also have stiff whiskers to detect prey in the murky waters. They are semi-aquatic, choosing to spend approximately half their time on land as well as in the water. To be able to forage underwater to hunt food, they can hold their breath for up to 8 minutes. They have two layers of fur. One of these is for waterproofing and the other one is to keep them warm. Air bubbles get trapped within their layers underwater and provide extra insulation to help keep them warm and buoyant. The fur itself is thick and coarse and needs regular grooming to help keep their fur functioning efficiently. They have long tails to aid swimming, providing propulsion, steering and balance. They close their nostrils and ears when swimming to prevent water coming in. They are highly sociable and can live in groups of 12 or 13. Here at the park, we have a family group of 6. They will live between 8 to 10 years old in the wild and up to 20 years in captivity. Here we have one monogamous pair in the group. And if we were breeding, they can have up to 2 litters a year that consist of up to 7 pups at a time. However, they will usually have 1 or 2. Gestation period for small-clawed otters is 112 days. A group of otters is known as a lodge, a bevy, or a family. Small-clawed otters have been trained by rice farmers to hunt crabs that are considered pests to the rice paddies and have also been seen herding fish into nets for food. In the UK, we also have otters, known as the European otter. These weigh up to 9 kilograms in weight and can be 1.13 meters long. They are solitary and come together for breeding purposes and have an unusual form of communication where they will communicate through their feces. They have over 100 different scent components that have been identified in feces, and this can relate to sex and individuality of each otter. And that concludes our otter talk. Thank you for listening.